As we get ready for the 2014 National FFA Convention to be held in Louisville at the end of October, we're talking today with Gatlin Squires. And Gatlin, you're serving, of course, as a state officer this year, but also representing Oklahoma at the National FFA Convention in the National Extemporaneous Speech Contest. Now, for folks listening to us today, first of all, explain what extemp speech is all about.
Extemporaneous speaking is all about thinking on your feet. You go into a room and there's a hat full of topics. You draw three topics, and these range from a wide variety of agricultural issues. And you will then select one of these topics to prepare you have 30 minutes to prepare a 4 to 6 minute speech over this. And then you are allowed 5 minutes of questions after the 4 to 6 minute speech. So it's a lot about knowing your research, knowing the agricultural issues, ranging anywhere from production agriculture to more urban agriculture and technologies becoming available. So it's a lot, very difficult, but it's very a lot of fun, and it's an incredible opportunity to be able to represent my state at the national level in this contest.
So why were you interested? Obviously, you've got to think a lot on your feet, and it's kind of on the fly, literally. Why were you? What was your interest in getting involved with this particular contest?
The reason I first started in this contest was because when I was an eighth grader, I saw my older brother compete in prepared public speaking and extemporaneous speaking. And I was very quiet and shy, and I really wasn't a very good speaker at the time. But seeing my brother be able to go in here and do this, I just thought he was, you know, the greatest in the world at public speaking because he was able to do both prepared and extemp. And so when I became a junior in high school, I kind of finally took the initiative and felt I was ready to try it. And I did it one time, and I drew a topic that I knew a little bit about because I'd given a few speeches kind of similar to that. And it was just a rush and a thrill and a lot of adrenaline. So there's no other feeling like coming out of an extemp room knowing that you did really well on your topic or that you may never have to draw that topic again. It's just an incredible opportunity, and I've loved it from the first moment I tried it.
Last time you were in a competition was at the state contest, the state finals. What was your topic that you spoke to here back, May?
The topic I drew in May was if we were to revert back to pre-1950 production agricultural practices, what would the effect on producers as well as consumers be? So I kind of talked about my grandfather's farm when he first started farming and the changes that we've had since then and technology and the crops we produce, and as well as the consumer base that we're selling to, and how all of this is growing as we have such a ever-growing population, and it's increasing the needs and demands of the agricultural industry and how we need to become more sustainable as an industry as well.
What sort of topics have you been thinking about might be in that hat that you'll be drawing from in Louisville?
Over the past summer, I've been working on a wide array of topics ranging from the Clean Water Act to precision technology to urban agriculture. And there's four main topic areas that the National Extemporaneous Contest has. And so you kind of pick a few topics from each of these areas that you might be studying. So one might be talking about the farm bill as well as different types of subsidy programs. Or one might be over urban agriculture or how we need to sustain our resources for this growing population. So you need to have a wide array or wide basis of a lot of different topics, but there's a few you can kind of hit on to know that are more – put more emphasis on for nationals.
I know that you've been to National FFA Convention before. How's it different going as a national competitor?
It's completely different knowing that you have the opportunity to represent your state at the national level. It puts a lot of pressure on your back, and a lot of that I put on my own self. But it's an awesome feeling when you get to go in there and know, and you go in there and take a picture for the very first day you sign up, and it says National Competitor, Oklahoma. And it's just an awesome opportunity to be able to represent your home state. And even when if you have the opportunity to get announced or get called up on stage, to be able to go up there, represent your chapter, represent your state, and represent yourself ultimately. I'm excited for this year's national convention and hope it'll be my best yet.
Tell me, you've obviously had a lot of great experiences in FFA. What's FFA really meant to you to this point as a freshman in university there at OSU?
As a freshman at Oklahoma State University, my perspective on the FFA has changed drastically from when I first started as an eighth grader. But being the son and grandson of agriculture education teachers, the FFA is a way of life for me. I've grown up since the age of four following, tagging along towards FFA members, and always wanted to have a blue jacket of my own to wear. And when I became an eighth grader, I even witnessed this change directly and was able to grow as a leader, grow as a person. And it's just been incredible to how much it's changed my life and how many opportunities it's given me to change other people's lives. And I'm very thankful for the experience.